My name is Yaniv Hoffman. I live in the East Village in New York nowadays. And I'm honored to be a part of this project. I originally met Lauren back in 2010 when we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro together. We met a week before the climb on the port in Tel Aviv. We were very, very close. We became very close on the climb, and we stayed close because I joined the army, and she was a huge support system for me through the beginning of my service and through really the first year until she moved back to California. A story that sticks out in my mind is from Kilimanjaro. And so many stories to tell, but one that really sticks out is it was Friday day. It was about the fifth day of the climb, the day before summit day, and it was you know, morning, and we climbed up and down this valley, and then we got to our camp a couple hours before sunset. And I myself am an observant Jew, and I keep the Shabbat. And Shabbat is very important to me, important part of my life, and so I had to find a way to celebrate on the mountain. And on the mountain, they have, you know, tents at night where all the different groups that are climbing Kilimanjaro they camp out. And so it was before Shabbat, and I was speaking with Lauren, and we were talking about how. We were asking whether we think there are other Jews in this campsite right now on Kilimanjaro who would also appreciate celebrating Shabbat. And we were talking about what the chances are would be of finding other Jews in the middle of Africa, close to the top of the highest mountain. And so we challenged each other to go around to all the tents asking if anybody wanted to light Shabbat candles with us. And so we went around, and at first, no luck. But really meeting really cool people along the way. And then we got to one tent, which was a father and a son who were Israeli, actually, and lived in Tel Aviv also. And we asked them if they'd want to light candles with us, and they got so excited. And they came back to our tent, and we had our whole group light Shabbat candles together. And these two, his father and son, they joined us for Shabbat dinner that night. And so we had a communal Shabbat dinner in the tent, you know, lighting candles and singing songs of Shabbat, kind of in the middle of nowhere. You know, it was just its own magical Shabbat world in Africa. And for me, that story is very Lauren, because, you know, just she's all about meeting people and not having boundaries when it came to connecting to people, and to do something like that was just a normal, fun evening on a mountain. Happy to be a part of this. I miss Lauren. Everyone misses Lauren. We love Lauren. She's a huge part of everyone's life. And these stories should go to lifting up her soul and helping us all connect to her more. Since I... Okay.